I'm still carrying on with the fever, and I've had the clot in my arms caused it to be swollen up, but I'm happy to report that that's greatly changed in just a matter of a couple of hours of thinking about your needs. And even as sleepy as I am, I continue to function, and I know that you will do your best, having had your rest. Much love. Because otherwise, you'll have the blood of somebody on your hands. Maybe one of your loved ones. And I know none of us want to feel that. This is the only land of promise left on Earth. A real Shangri-La. Thank you.
Transferred funds away from his mother-in-law so Medicaid could pay her nursing home bills. Through it all, the senator's aides maintain that voters surely would not be swayed by his personal problems. Brooke is an institution, said they. You don't bury an institution, surely, with a bucket of mud. Little do they know about the U.S. climate of hate. He's being attacked in every magazine and newspaper. When one high-ranking Democrat congressional leader claimed that Brooke was now a gone pigeon, and in Massachusetts his troubles could draw new challengers to both the Democratic and Republican primaries. Bitter? His problems began just over a year ago when Brooke, hoping to avoid the political embarrassment of a nasty divorce trial, agreed to an out-of-court settlement with his wife that granted her most of the couple's assets, including homes in Newton, Massachusetts, and St. Martin. As part of that proceeding, Brooke told his wife's lawyers that he owed $49,000 to Raymond Tye, a Boston businessman. However, after obtaining some of the financial statements that investigators came up with, Brooke submitted to the Senate. The Boston Globe questioned him about the loan. Naturally, all the papers are always after somebody that's black, and he looks very white, but the only black senator. He eventually admitted that he called his misstatement, what he called a misstatement, and said he actually owed $2,000 less, and the remainder to the estate.
Transferred funds away from his mother-in-law so Medicaid could pay her nursing home bills.
Through it all, the senator's aides maintain that voters surely would not be swayed by his personal problems. Brooke is an institution, said they. You don't bury an institution, surely, with a bucket of
her father's financial statements. About the U.S. climate of hate.
See the loyalty of people? There is no loyalty or sensitivity in capitalism. But his own daughter played along with the forces of racism to destroy him, because it's now gone a minor thing. In capitalist nation, like USA, where people are taking money, bribes from primaries. The KCIA, from the fascist South Korea, from the Union of South Africa. None of this is he accused of, just statements on divorce, a domestic divorce action. But she helped crucify him. She also accused Brooke of cutting off her mother's $18,000 a year alimony payments. Yeah, she probably couldn't live a little petty bourgeois life and get her drugs and so forth. A charge Senator Brooke denies. I wish it hadn't happened, she said. I love my dad. I feel bitter that I've had to peddle anything for my mother to get a fair trial. I'm sure she feels very sad about doing her dad in. Malicious. Brooke at first said he made up the story about Ty because he had promised his mother to keep family finances out of the divorce proceedings. But in a vague statement last week, he said he had hushed up the loan because I had been receiving all sorts of threats of exposure and would destroy my political life, and I was threatened on every hand. Scandalous, scurrilous, and malicious statements made about me and my family. Racism directed at me. Brooke further admitted that the amount of his debt, whether to Ty or to his mother-in-law estate, was exaggerated by up to $20,000, effectively reducing his assets for the divorce settlement. Brooke called it an honest error in bookkeeping, and so did his bookkeeping firm. But Brooke's wife, lawyer, George Ford, said the taint of misrepresentation, nondisclosure, and lie stretches credibility beyond a reasonable point. What people will do, they'll tear up black solidarity for their own personal lust for money, his own wife. Brooke himself admits that he had handled his mother-in-law's money rather informally. She received $100,000 in 1972 as a settlement from an auto accident that left her quadriplegic, paralyzed all of her limbs and arms. Partly because she and Brooke were close, there was never an unkind word between them. I still get filled up when I talk about her, Brooke testified last week. She asked him to manage the money. He merged it with his personal account the First National Bank of Boston. So the allegations go, and it appears he may have used it for personal expenses as well. All these little innuendos to tear a man apart. And how do you know any of it's true? Likely not. In a 1977 deposition, Brooks said the bulk of the $36,000 down payment on his Watergate, it underlines, Watergate condominium, as if there was some crime about living in Watergate apartments, came from his mother-in-law's money, which she had said was to be split among her three children and him at her death. Massachusetts Welfare Department now wants to investigate and know why. Given Mrs. Stocko's insurance money, Medicaid paid, they claim, thousands of dollars, which is also denied by Senator Brook, for her nursing home care until she died last summer. Brook has testified he did not know she was receiving any welfare and denies that she did receive any more, at best, than $800, and said his wife signed the papers arranging for the payments. Brook has other questions to answer from the Senate Ethics Committee. Chief, among them, whether he broke Senate rules by not reporting loans in excess of $2,500. All this is bound to destroy Brook's image, said Newsweek. Just before his troubles broke, first Monday, a new magazine published by the Republicans' National Committee printed a cover story billing him as a man of independence. But now he's portrayed as a man of corruptibility. Jump in. Brooke may have to sit through a new divorce trial this summer that will bear the details of his family life. Democrats are competing for his seat, and the senator's troubles will encourage Paul Guzzi, it looks, it appears, the popular
types of experimentation. No parent has been consulted, and the experiments, 50 to 75,000 that are involved. And there is a bill that has passed the Senate. It only needs now the passage of the House of Representatives that will make it official federal law. Retarded, feeble-minded institutions to be used as human guinea pigs charged earlier in the day. 60,000, four strong, of the communist Vietnamese government invade Kampuchea. Backed by aircraft and artillery, 60,000 shock troops struck Parrot Peak, southeast of Phnom Penh. Kampucheans have given no evidence of battle fatalities, but the Vietnamese have reported 800 have been killed. No Vietnamese loss of life. USA, CIA, and Thai intelligence says the purpose of the Vietnamese attack is to get back at the aggressive acts of the Cambodians or the Kampucheans who have been attacking Vietnam repeatedly. They have wiped out two bases, conquered one city, and it appears in the world news that they will wipe out all of Kampuchea's military bases. Vietnamese government officials charge mainland China with not really being interested in picking up the ethnic Chinese, but just provoking an excuse to invade the sovereign territory of communist reunified Vietnam. The Vietnamese still hold two major Chinese cruisers outside of Haiphong Harbor and off of Ho Chi Minh City, formerly known as Saigon, refusing to allow them to enter port and accusing the Chinese of aggressive military actions trying to provoke war with the Vietnamese. The North Korean, Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, patrol boat has been sunk by the fascist puppet regime of U.S. imperialism, South Korea. Two more North Korean patrol boats ventured into South Korean waters trying to pursue the destroyer that had destroyed the Democratic People's Republic Communist North Korea patrol boat. But the patrol boats were beaten back by a force of U.S. naval, and South Korean dictatorship naval support. A group of seven Soviet citizens have occupied the U.S. Embassy, a strict sect of the most rigid type of Pentecostals who believe that they're the only ones destined to be saved, are occupying a section of the U.S. Embassy demanding asylum in the USA. The Soviet Union said that they are welcome to such fanatical religious dissident elements, and it said it was the USA's problem to get them out of their embassy. They are genuinely fanatical. The historical change that represents the Cold War renewed at its worst. Slander charges have been placed against two prominent USA journalists for slandering the Soviet court system and charging that a person had been coerced as a witness to give a confession on Soviet network TV. Allegedly, a low-level Soviet diplomat and his wife have been given asylum in Britain. Rumor has it, even by BBC, that they were paid off to defect to give information to NATO, although the Soviet Union says their information will in no way affect the Warsaw Pact security. The energy bill has suffered a setback. You know, President Carter is requiring a ban on oil imports, restriction of 2 gallons of gasoline per driver, but a massive reaction in U.S. public life has caused the Senate to oppose Carter's major bill. Carter says this is a dangerous blow to the economic stability of U.S. capitalism. The Comecon, nine nations of the Communist Warsaw Pact, have agreed to the singular Soviet economic idea, as opposed moderately by Romania. But Romania went ahead. General Singlob was ousted last year from his job, Singlaub, as chief of staff in South Korea's dictatorship, because he said that President Carter, his planned withdrawal of U.S. imperialist troops from South Korea, might precipitate another North Korean invasion. Even the State Department subsequently corroborated this likelihood, screams the U.S. press, calling for more Cold War military stances, reporting that the communist Pyongyang, that's P-Y-O-N-G, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, continues to threaten the stability of the region. New York Times says the threat it poses to the ROK, which is the Fascist Republic of Korea, is of a serious emergency. In fact, the proposed withdrawal from the dictatorship of South Korea, the puppet of U.S. imperialism, has since been delayed because it has become clear to everyone, said the New York Times, that General Singlob was right. Now John Singlob is again a Carter target, this time being forced to retire, says the New York Post, because in response to a question from the ROTC students at an off-the-record session in Atlanta, Georgia, General Singlob expressed his view that the Carter delay of the enhanced, speeded-up radiation weapon called the neutron bomb was like throwing your trump cards away in a game of bridge. I think it's ridiculous, said General John K. Singlob. So do our European allies, the puppets of NATO, as you know, and most of America's defense experts. But for answering the question truthfully, charges the New York Times, the Washington Post, in criticisms of President Carter, for being too liberal, can you imagine, with his right-wing stance of late over Africa? So charges the U.S. media, representatives of the ruling class, General Singlob's 35-year career as a much decorated soldier in World War II, the French Resistance, the Chinese Civil War, Korea, and Vietnam has been terminated under a cloud. Dr. Glagolev has been asked, have you any suggestions as to how the communist policy of expansionism, of promoting dictatorships, can be blocked in the New York Times? Says the editorial, the screaming Cold War technique, yes, it is urgent that the people of the West, that means capitalist imperialism, unite to create and inform public opinion that can make their governments respond to this challenge of communism. It is not too late. We have great opportunities, but we must start immediately, said the New York Times, to crush communism. Another.
Wait, is your being
taped? How long have I been taped?
90% of the time.
The Soviet policy of encouraging U.S. groups and journalists to make attacks on American policies first before the Soviet news media picked them up in order to increase the credibility of the attack. Said the Washington Post editorial, yes, we think this is being done very often. For instance, some U.S. newspapers attack practically every major weapon of U.S. defense, sometimes even before the Soviet Union has time to attack such weapons. Just enumerate the new major weapons of defense under consideration, said the Post, willing slave of the ruling elite, the Trident, the MX program, the B-1 bomber, the neutron bomb. Every one of these weapons is being actively attacked by certain American journalists, com simps, that word used in the old Neil McCarthy era. The old McCarthy era. Yes, these communist sympathizers systematically attacked and successfully attacked these weapons of U.S. defense. We would say U.S. imperialism. The production of some of these weapons has already been stopped and other programs have been delayed. At the same time, Russia continues to produce the same or more powerful weapons at a growing rate. Cold War hysteria. Another article in a leading right-wing paper, Indianapolis Star. There is, of course, a Soviet scenario in Africa to take it over. Can you imagine? When the Soviets don't have a piece of property in Africa, nor a dime invested. And on goes the Star's editorial, a Soviet scenario that is explained quite openly in Pravda and other Russian publications. They speak of their agents coming to power in all these countries, Rhodesia, Namibia, and South Africa. They speak openly about their armies of invasion. These are gross lies. However, said the Indianapolis Star, we think democratic elements are growing stronger and stronger. For instance, important black leaders in Rhodesia decided to organize the multiracial government. These were all Uncle Tom minister sellouts. One can hope that the pro-communist terrorists will have trouble in these countries because they will encounter strong resistance from the majority of the population that hates communism. Britain is being chided by the press, public reaction to the government for not backing the CIA base of Eagle School Mission, where 14 white Pentecostal missionaries were killed after Rhodesia had invaded Mozambique, and it was called by the British press a Mozambique retaliation. However, other news has it that the Rhodesian white fascist regime of Ian Smith actually brought about the murder to whip up a frenzy of race hate against the Patriotic Front fighting for the liberation of Zimbabwe or Rhodesia under a Joshua Nkoma nationalist allied with Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist. Does the small and illegal South African Communist Party play much of a role in the development of communist propaganda? The Atlantic, Georgia, principal newspaper says, yes, it plays an important role. We met personally with its secretary, said Atlanta Editorials, who worked in London and conveyed the instructions of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of South Africa to their agents, as well as Negro and white. The commies are racial, use racial hatred very widely in South Africa. They deceive, said the Atlantic Journal, the black population so that some of its members think they are struggling for the interest of black people. But in reality, said the Capitalist Press, USA, many of them are supporting the interest of the white leadership of the Soviet Communist Party. Racism in reverse to suit the good interest, yes, the good interest of capitalism. They will use anything. St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Russian leaders are trying to use the members of the Communist Party in the United States and the other democratic countries as their agents. The leadership of the Communist Party of the United States is subversive and is directly subordinated to the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Russia. However, sometimes they have some difficulties, and sometimes the Russian leadership works through the socialist parties and liberals, not through the communist parties in certain countries, to subvert capitalism. You can tell the right wing and racist and fascist tone. Thus ends the brief news commentary of this morning, Wednesday. Let us produce mightily and vigorously. Our bus leaves soon with the first third of our people that are coming over, that remain. The buses leave with the first third of the people very shortly. We must work hard. We must think of ways of saving and making money. Let's not have to have Comrade Coordinator Lee Ingram scream at you again, as was necessitated today. Plates were being left here and there. Anyone seen with plates? Wasting things, throwing them in garbage pails or barrels, will automatically go to Public Services Union. If you care and don't want the blood of innocents on your hands, you will work thoroughly and effectively. Much love.
They had been buried in the envelope of Chinese communist domination of the world by its doctrine of three worlds. That nuclear war, what would happen sooner or later. Now China talks about it happening within a year at least. And they resort, says Radio Moscow, to any means to implement this doctrine. USSR, again, hails them for assisting certain African nations' liberation and also for their domestic practices of a pure form of communism, but question their policies that could lead any moment was the exact quote by Moscow, to World War III. Said China is an ally now with the multinational forces of NATO and obviously trying to put a wedge between NATO and USA. They are frequently visited by Western leaders, who are not sophisticated enough to deal with the pragmatism, says Radio Moscow, of the Chinese. They have been giving sophisticated weapons, even perhaps of a nuclear nature, to China, which he again said will not hurt the USSR, but endangers the USA, said Radio Moscow, who have no means of shelter protection for their people. Radio Moscow said China and Washington are talking about their common interest, but it's China that's gaining every step of the way, getting the only good end of the bargain. U.S. News and World Report, as has been brought out even by New York Times, the only magazine, contradictory enough, paradoxically enough, that has not got the backing of the CIA, a conservative magazine. We should tell them that we want it, because now Radio Moscow says it's true also, and said U.S. News and World Report in a screaming editorial this last week, the sole purpose of China is to provoke a nuclear war between China and the Soviet Union so that they can pick up the pieces and build communism worldwide. The USA thinks they need to ally with China to hold back liberation movements in Africa. But even the USSR credits China that China will not go along with policies of keeping Africa under economic domination by capitalism. China, USSR have strong feelings against each other, as all nations do in their nationalistic stage, because China once invaded Russia before the revolution. Russians, white Russians, fleeing the Tsar, raped and murdered untold millions of Chinese and robbed them of their property. So there's a distrust sharing such a long border of over 3,000 miles. That you don't change about the human species. Ethnic identity, racist identity, national identity. Unfortunately, it would be time for it, and they would all come back to international socialism if we're not for the nuclear age. Obviously, both the socialist system of China and USSR are superior to the capitalist system of USA, which daily police are shooting down innocent black people. I wouldn't want to give you the gruesome details. It gets me too ill. I'm too tired from being up too many nights and burdening with this temperature. The worry, I'm still holding on very, very well, carrying on vitally, but I just don't want to rehash all the pain of it. Then it's obvious the superiority of the Soviet Union and China in the fact that it has underground shelters, underground cities for its people, and the capitalist world has none, except the socialist democracy, the social democracy of Sweden. 120 million men and women now are active, very active in all phases of trade union activity in the Soviet Warsaw Bloc. That's Czechoslovakia, Poland, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, so forth and so on. East Germany, Communist Republic of East Germany. They have total freedom to support their own candidates and total organizational control of their own monies. Even many trade unions are sending their monies directly to Africa for liberation efforts. You might be interested that we made some help to the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front just 2 days ago. That might give you a sense of pride. We can't afford anything. We need to save our people. We need to work much more diligently than we are, volunteer our services, and learn well. Testing tonight, unless proper interest is being shown. Tape should be being called for right now under the library. I'd ask for Lisa Layton to have opportunity to have news played for her at certain times of the day, when and if she feels up to it. She's improving steadily. So we would say that all will gather under the pavilion to be prepared for testing tonight are, depending upon what you do, some form of television dissection of interest. But depends upon more interest. There's not enough listening, too much talking. People have to shout at you in the dining areas and otherwhere to be quiet. Please, it takes great effort for me to speak to you, and I don't want to impose upon you. I'm just trying to give news. People say the majority give more news because some things are not interesting, then other things catch their ear. So it's quite a burden. Deputies, I want more on the profiles of the people, all at work, that Comrade Grubbs, or rather, let's change this, Principal Grubbs, prepared. We want this type of information so we can decide who needs more news, more classes, more instruction in basic skills. Some of the best people here have difficulty with tests. Anyway, the unions of the Soviet Union and her allies have complete independence now to make resolutions, send their support wherever they wish to in the underdeveloped third world, fighting for liberation, so forth. And they are active participants after hours in greater degree than ever in social and economic reform programs. I believe that is the essence of the news from Radio Moscow, which has to be read for clarification or given, because it's terrible. It's like living in fascist Germany under the Minister of Propaganda Enlightenment, Goebbels, who said, tell the big lie and the people will believe it. Little lies, they won't. USA is telling some damn big lies and not even telling anything about certain happenings. It's obvious in their broadcasting that fascism is lowering the curtain on freedom in USA. Thousands of foreign dignitaries arrive in Rome for Pope Paul's death. I will be glad when they finally get him buried, for Christ's sake. Carter's wife said in a great speech that we need to celebrate his life and not mourn his death. My sentiments, if there's something that he did good for socialism, which has escaped me, then let's celebrate it. But for Christ's sakes, I'm tired of hearing nothing in the news but the Voice of America. But we're now going on with 9 days more of mourning. King Hussein in Jordan and Prince Saud, Saudi Arabia, said USA is going to have to bring peace in the Near East, or we can cut their economic jugular vein. What are they talking about? Oil. Armenian woman with two sons took refuge, said Voice of America, in the U.S. Embassy, because she's Pentecostal fanatic that believes Jesus is coming this year before Christmas. The U.S. Embassy, though, got more on their hands than they want. They could not help her and turned her out. They like to use people propaganda-wise, like Sharansky and the so-called Soviet dissidents, which were Soviet criminals. But then when USSR, Soviet Union, offers to trade them for blacks who are political prisoners, as Andrew Young said, that there are thousands of political prisoners in U.S. jails of color, black, Indian, Asian, poor white, they wouldn't trade. So, again, their big concern about human rights, they throwed the woman out with her two sons. They've got a lot of religious kooks like her over in USA. Why not have a few more kooks? Everybody's looking for Jesus to come every day. I've heard him coming ever since I was a child. As I said, any son of a bitch that's been gone as long as he should have stayed gone. Nobody'd be looking for a husband or father that had deserted their family only to kill him if he came back after being gone away so long, if he had all power to stay, which the good book says he did. Some of you getting back into that religious shit, by the way, want to make just a brief announcement on the subject. The Bible is still a book of lies and fairy tales. The story of Adam and Eve, you need to remind them of it, comrades, when you hear them talking about that bullshit, how it don't make any sense, Adam and Eve having two kids,
two boys. One kills the other. After God gets everything straight, the devil tells them that they can't, that God tells them they must not eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because God don't want them to have any sense, have the knowledge, have their eyes open like him. And the devil tells them don't believe it because God's a liar. And who was a liar? God was a liar, because they ate the tree and their eyes did get open and they got more understanding at least of how to have kids. And they brought up two kids. One of them killed the other. Cain slew Abel, hit him in the ass with a jawbone. I'm just getting at some of you screwballs that want to go back to religion. Then the interesting part, the first chapter's filled with nothing but lies. The interesting part is that after Cain killed Abel, where did Cain go to get his wife? In the land of Nod. Where in the hell is that from? Did he take a spacecraft and go up there and get her? No, it was on Earth someplace. But there could not be anybody else. No way. Adam's wife was too old to screw with. He didn't, the Bible would have said that. They didn't say that Cain screwed with his mother. She's the only female around. It'd have been probably a deformed child if she had. Oh, you people believe any kind of bullshit that comes your way. And that Bible, remember, was the author of it sent the first slave ship to Africa, the good ship Jesus, to bring our people back in chains. Now, let's not forget that. We talk about socialism that Jesus taught, even though his parents weren't married. That's fine and dandy, so we can relate to people. That socialism's right in the New Testament. But also in the New Testament is, slave, obey your master. Husband has rule over the wife. Women are to keep silent, never to speak in public, have to go home and ask their husbands. That's why we have chauvinism, male chauvinism, racism. That's why we had slavery. Said, slave, whatever state you find yourself therein, be content. If you got a good master, be thankful. That means a slave master. And if you got a bad master, just endure him. Don't question. Don't resist. That's why the white man justified his racism and filled our ears after killing off our best. 1 out of 10, 50 million died in slave shipping. They killed off our best thinking people, the leaders, and the rest of the brilliant minds that were left. They kept programming from infant time on that this was the will of the Lord. Their history was cut off from them, and they could know no better. But we know better, I thought we did. But I've heard some chitter-chat around here. You drop your Jesus shit, or we'll drop you in the shit. Okay. The European traffic, as you know, snagged people going to Moscow to have their vacations. Some wouldn't have been caught dead in Moscow. China's prime minister will make his first official visit to Romania in over two decades and will visit Yugoslavia. Romania is a close ally of the Soviet Union, and it seems to meet with Soviet approval. So there may be more mystery, really. Maybe USSR and China have something going on here that they're not letting USA in on. And their USA is so narcissistic that they would fall for anything, because capitalism is self-love, self-worship, the right of your own lust to prevail over everybody else. It's total narcissism. Anyway, USA is losing ground. USSR hasn't lost anything in this shuffle, but USA is losing every day. Prime Minister Suarez says the socialist must be allowed freely to govern, or he will start protests and dissent in Portugal. Church of England, first of their 10-year meeting, called Lambeth conferences of all the bishops of the Church of England that was formed because King Henry VIII wanted to commit adultery without having to kill another one of his wives. And the Roman Catholic Church wouldn't approve, so he started his own religion, now called Church of England or Anglican or Episcopalian. 65 million came out of that bullshit. What have they been talking about all these days? World peace? Africa? No. Whether or not women will be allowed to be priests. Spent days fighting over it, and finally decided they'll have to leave it up to the independent church. Each church will decide its own policies on women alone. The rest of the policies are strictly controlled by demagoguery at the top of the Church of England, centered in the British Empire, which has dwindled to nothing but a little group of islands. They've also said they have a desire to work closer with the Roman Catholic churches, but they can't quite make it. Three Roman Catholic observers there were disappointed. Too bad they worship the same Jesus, the same Virgin Mary. You don't know what keeps them apart. I guess maybe it's a little bit of power. Maybe somebody feels he'd have to give up a little bit of his power, a little money, if they had some unity.
Roger.
First event in 400 years that the Cardinal of Poland, Karol Wyszynski, St. John's Cathedral in Warsaw, holding a reverence for the death of Pope Paul, then he's on his way to Rome with a large delegation. Poland is a very progressive communist state, but it's always been strongly, strongly Catholic, 95% Catholic, although the church must not interfere with the state there. They seem to have one of the better relationships in the world. Poland wanted public statements of support from the government, of backing on their delegation's trip, but Warsaw, capital of communist Poland, declined to do so. But the Pope, the new College of Cardinals, are receiving demands from the Catholic Church of Poland under Cardinal Wyszynski, who's reported to be socialist, that they want change in confessions so people don't have to confess all their life to one man, less censorship of public statements on world political events, because Poland Catholic Church intends to speak out for Third World liberation, and this is the major interest of the news. How is USA getting by without its New York newspapers? Well, people don't seem to be missing them, said Voice of America. Too much.
Negative copy.
Polls show Carter's continuing to lose in popularity. Carter blames it on his Congress that votes down all tax benefits and health measures and restriction of military weapons, and he says it's really a reaction to the Congress. Who knows? Congress usually pretty well get the pulse of their own constituents because they want to be reelected. Carter says the aircraft missile carrier that they are sending into South Vietnam waters is a provocative military act, and it's going to allegedly counteract a Soviet massive buildup, but it is dangerous and provocative. And Carter said, I must insist on going on world record that the aircraft is also not safe. I did not have any elaboration on that. This seems to be the end of the news. Nothing more that I can see that you need to hear. I wish I did not have to bother you with so much news. And as I say, when we get people broken down into their categories of work dedication and what they're doing with their time,
it's not coming through clear.
How they're contributing after hours productively, then we will be able to avoid news of the same type for everyone. But I'm waiting on those profiles, which I have before I can do anything. All will meet under the pavilion 7:30 promptly for testing. Be ready for testing. Or, as I said, if there's enough study of the news now, sitting down, listening to replay, then we will consider a brief dissection of good television program to show a lot of truth in an interesting part of World War II. And they're very short. Thus ends the commentary, and giving you the news just as it is, given to me, without any of my own personal feelings in it, other than what I tell you. And today I didn't have any of that to do. I just gave you the views of the various nations directly as they were given over the air. Thank you, and I do love you very, very much.